Hello and welcome to Odds on La Liga Match Day 11. After the incredible round 10 where we saw plenty of goals and Barcelona losing El Clásico with 2-1 at Camp Nou, it's time to focus our attention on the midweek fixtures. The league is ever more exciting with the unpredictable title race where we have Real Sociedad still leading the way while Atletico Madrid and Barcelona drifting down further after dropping important points. I'm Danayu and I'm honored to host Odds on La Liga together with our football and betting expert Alvaro Romeo. Stay tuned to learn what tips and predictions Alvaro has prepared for you, and I'm sure you'll be able to find value in a lot of them. Please like the video, hit the bell and subscribe to our YouTube channel to help us grow so we can keep delivering great content. So now, let's get on with the show. Hello Alvaro, how are you today? How was your weekend?
Very well, thank you, Daniel. It was a very busy weekend, working on Saturday and of course on Sunday as well, watching El Clásico and enjoying what football had to offer. It was a beautiful Sunday of football, Juve, Inter, PSG, Marseille, that one I didn't like it, Manchester United, Liverpool, astonishing. And in La Liga, we had Real Sociedad, Atletico de Madrid. That was a beautiful game, 2-2, and El Clásico with Real Madrid winning it. So, yeah, it's been very intense. It was very good as well that in La Liga we saw a lot of goals. This doesn't happen normally, and it was a high scoring weekend in La Liga with over 30 goals. Eight of them scored in the Sevilla-Levante game, and I would say that that made everything more exciting. You know, La Liga this season has been a little bit underwhelming because there hasn't been many goals, and this time finally we saw the teams just going at it, being daring, being brave, and I loved it really. And my team won as well, which is very important because the weekend feels better. Athletic Club Bilbao beat Villarreal 2-1.
Yes, always feels better when your team wins. And you are also again, once again, very close to nail the AKA. I think it was just one game away. But still, you had quite a lot of successful tips. And guys, remember that what we do here is purely entertainment. We don't sell you any get-rich-quick schemes. We don't promise you 100% win all the time. So bet responsibly and make your own research. So we can move on with the Tuesday game, Alaves-Elche. Alaves picked vital 3 points for the first time away from home this season and climbed to the current standings with one place. They managed to beat the tough Cadiz side with 2-0, who controlled 65% of the ball and had dozens of chances, but still couldn't find the back of the net. Now Alaves fans would be pleased to see their team in high spirits at home, where they take on Elche as somewhat favorites by the bookies, as you can see by the odds. Meanwhile, Elche are definitely disappointed with the 2-2 draw to Espanyol, but I'm happy that we analyzed this game correctly and guess the final outcome. Elche took the early lead with 2 goals in the 51st and 52nd, changed the outcome of the game, but at least their unbeaten homebreaker stands strong. However, Elche's away game produced bad results so far, with 3 back-to-back defeats on the road and are expected to struggle here. Both teams are separate by just 4 points, and a win here for either side could be priceless.
I think so, Daniel. I think that this is quite a contested game. If you ask me a month ago, what do you think about this game? I will tell you, Elche is the favorite, right? But Alaves is improving gradually. I mean, they won at Cádiz 2-0. This is a team that has 2 wins in the last 4 games. They are playing at home. The manager Calleja has fortified his position as Alaves manager, which is something that we have to value because he was very close to getting the sack about a month ago. Yeah. A player like Joselu is scoring. The only problem for Alaves, and I say that in the last show, is that only 2 players have scored goals for them in La Liga. Joselu 3 goals and La Guardia 1 goal. This is a team that needs to add more players to the scoring charts, because otherwise they are going to find it very difficult to stay in La Liga. And when it comes to Elche, well, they had a better start than Alaves, that's for sure. They have drawn against the likes of Athletic Club Bilbao. This is a team that has more points than Alaves. And I think that Elche know what they are doing. Getting a draw against the Espanyol is always good. With the players like Boye and Benedetto scoring, their strikers are doing the job more or less in this league. But I believe that Alaves has improved a lot in the last games. They are not conceding so many goals lately. They have conceded only 3 goals in the last 5 games, which is very good. And the trick has been changing to a three-man center back line, I think that triggered Alaves improving defensively. So for this game, I could go for Alaves to win. I believe that here they are slightly favorites at home because they have beaten Alaves, Atletico de Madrid at home, because they seem to get stronger as the games go by. And Alaves to win would be good enough, that pays 2.34. But I like more than that one, a clean sheet for Alaves, because Elche is not particularly the Netherlands in 1974. You know what I mean? They don't score so many goals. And Alaves is improving a lot defensively with a well-led defense by La Guardia. That pays 2.30, and the clean sheet for Alaves is my favorite thing here.
Very interesting indeed. Next, we move on to Espanyol and Athletic Bilbao. Espanyol takes home Atleti after being unable to take more than 1 point away that Elche has mentioned a moment ago. Now Vicente Moreno must be very pleased with the fine form of Raúl de Tomás, who scored the equalizer against Elche and now has 5 goals and 2 assists in La Liga and will aim for 4 consecutive home wins. On the road, Athletic Bilbao, actually on the other side, Athletic Bilbao took the win over Villarreal with 2-1 and are definitely happy with the 3 points, but away from home, they have 3 draws and just 1 win so far. Considering that Espanyol are a really tough nut to crack at their home turf, this one will be a difficult game for the Basque, who have struggled with scoring on the road.
Yes, they have struggled. I think that Athletic Club Bilbao are a better team at home than away from home, that's for sure. However, they haven't lost on the road. The thing is that they haven't won or they haven't beaten the rivals convincingly away from home. But at home, they are better. Athletic Club Bilbao, they are always better at home, with the exception of, I think, Marcelo Bielsa's first season, in which Athletic Club Bilbao was as good away than at home. But ever since then, at San Mamés, they are always a stronger team. And this is a very accentuated characteristic of the club I support. They beat Villarreal last weekend 2-1, by the way, with Iker Muniain being stellar. He was spectacular. Espanyol, their landing in Primera División has been fantastic. As you say, Raúl de Tomás is making the difference. We knew that he was a top-flight scorer, a top-flight player. He did very well for Benfica. Last season at Espanyol, he basically got them the promotion with many goals. And he has scored 3 goals in the last 3 games. So, you know, this is a guy who is on fire, in top form. It's worth having a look at his performances. Espanyol is in a very good run. They have gotten 10 points of the last 15. So this game is a little bit difficult to call. I would say that the draw catches my eye very quickly. A draw pays 3.10. And considering that Athletic Club Bilbao is strong right now and that they would like to get into the Basque Derby in the weekend, having as many points as possible, a draw is a very interesting one here, 3.10. But the Asian Handicap Zero for Athletic Club Bilbao, 2.02, is the one I like the most. So basically, if they win, you win. And if they draw, you get a stake refund.
Yep, getting your stake back feels almost like a small win all the time, rather than losing your bet.
Especially if you are used to losing.
Yeah.
Not you, I mean, whoever is normally
well, I also lose a lot, so also good for me. Then we have Villarreal Cadiz, where Villarreal entered this contest on the back of 2 consecutive defeats and have dropped down to 13th place in the current standings. However, the bookies expect them to win this rather easy, considering the low odds of 142. Meanwhile, Cadiz are also riding the back of 2 defeats and extended their winless run to now 5. Despite having control over Alaves, over the ball of Alaves, they couldn't even score a goal, which was their 3rd goalless game in a row. Cadiz is just 1 point away from the relegation, and the things look pretty bad for them right now.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, Villarreal needs to win, and Cadiz is clearly in a very, very bad run. Just a little bit on Cadiz. I mean, they are gradually down. They got 2 points out of the last 15. They have won only 1 game this season. It was against Celta. And they haven't scored, listen to me, since the 17th of September. This is Cadiz right now. And they are playing against a Villarreal team who are playing in the Champions League, who are definitely angry because they didn't get at least 1 point in Bilbao. And Villarreal is rushed. They are pressurized. They need to win ASAP just to make sure that they are back in the European wagon again. So I think that Villarreal will play this game very seriously, and I know that a couple of key players will be absent. One, the most important one of the team, Gerard Moreno, is sustaining a muscle injury. According to Villarreal's statement, it's not a very serious one, but I think that his participation against Cádiz is in jeopardy. Also, Juan Foyth, the right back or the full back, will be out. Manu Trigueros is out as well. So there are some absentees for Villarreal, but they've got such a better squad than Cádiz that I can only see them winning here. So I'm going to go for the following. You know, the value on Villarreal winning is not great. So why don't go for the halftime, full time? I like that one. A win for home. The home win, the home win in the first half and the second half, that is something that I like in the halftime, full-time market, that pays 215. And the Asian Handicap Corners, something that you and I like, Daniel, minus three for Villarreal in this case, because they are going to attack more, they are going to take more corners, they are going to get to the final line much more than Cádiz. An Asian Handicap of Corners, minus three, is something that I back here, 218 for that odd.
This reminds me that you had a successful prediction on Osasuna corners, but we'll be there in a moment. First game on Wednesday, we'll see Mallorca and Sevilla. Mallorca was so close to a vital win against Valencia in rounds 10, but was denied by injury time goals in 93rd and 99 minutes, which formed the final 2-2. They also received two red cards and will miss Lee and Sanchez up front. This means Mallorca has just won one in their last seven La Liga matches. And after two games away, Mallorca is most definitely glad to come back home where they defeated Levante in the last hosting. Meanwhile, Sevilla enjoyed a spectacular win with 5-3 at home against Levante in round 10 and remains the most informed team with 12 points from the last five fixtures. They remain third in the league and the fans are probably dreaming of the Primera División title for the first time in I don't know how many years. In probably a long, long time.
Yes, definitely. Well, this game is a nice one because it will show whether Sevilla is daring, it's brave away from home, because so far they haven't been. And against in the last game of Sevilla, against Levante, they finally unchained the beast. I mean, Sevilla is a team that has the potential to score many goals. And under Lopetegui, this season they are not just unchaining all their potential. They are playing with a calculator in their mind. What should we do? Score a goal, just making sure we get the 3 points, we defend. And even the fans of Sevilla are bored about what's happening this season. Let's not forget that in the Champions League, that plan is not working because they have only 3 points. But in La Liga this weekend, finally, they unroll their best version, their best scoring version. And many players of Sevilla, the likes of Suso, Oliver, Rafa Mir, Munir, they show that they are up for it as well. They don't play all the minutes. Probably En-Nesyri, Ocampos, and Papu Gómez, and Lamela are the preferred choices up front. But these players, whenever they are not playing well, well, they got a very good replacement, and this weekend we saw that against Levante. So it was a very good weekend for Sevilla. Despite having conceded 3 goals, they scored 5 at home, so that was very good for them. But my question is, are they going to keep that attitude away from home? Personally, I don't think so, because I think that Julen Lopetegui normally is a manager that away from home, he goes for the clean sheet, and then he tries to scrap a goal here or there. But they are normally not this free-flowing attacking football team away from home. When it comes to Mallorca, well, I think that against Valencia they pretty much had it done, they had it wrapped up, and suddenly, in the aggregate time, Valencia managed to come back and to get the equalizer, 2-2 for them. The manager Luis García, the manager of Mallorca, said that from the send-off of one of Mallorca players, every single referee decision went against them. Well, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in the referees just being bad for you. I think that football is about what you make on the pitch with your players. So I'm going to go for the following thing here. As I said before, Sevilla away from home is not particularly daring. So the under 2.5 goals market is something that caught my eye, but it doesn't pay enough unless you put a lot of money in your bet. It only pays 173. So the clean sheet for Sevilla is my favorite one here, considering that Koundé and Diego Carlos, the defenders, are back. that Acuña and Jesús Navas are playing well as well, and that Fernando is a fantastic holding midfielder. I think that Sevilla, away from home, they are going to concede very little. So the clean sheet for Sevilla pays 2.05, my favorite bet here.
So after the Wild Wild game against Levante, we expect a low-scoring tally here. There you go. We move on to Rayo Vallecano and Barcelona. Rayo tried their best away to Betis. However, they lost with 3-1, 3-2, where you successfully predicted over 2 5-point goals, actually. Now the team is going back to their fortress, Estadio de Vallecas, I think I said it, where they have a perfect score of 4 wins. Meanwhile, Barcelona suffered a painful defeat at home to Real Madrid, and their hopes for the title become slimmer and slimmer by every round. Blaugrana is also winless away from Camp Nou this season and will definitely have a tough time today, actually on Wednesday.
I think so. Look, there are a couple of values that stand out, obviously. The both teams to score, that pays 160. You know, not a lot of value, but if you put it together in an ACA with some other results, it's brilliant, I think. It's a decent multiplication of your earnings. And the Asian handicap plus one for Rayo Vallecano. Again, not a lot of money, but plus 1.75. Good enough, I think, considering that Rayo, at home, they have been fantastic. They are scoring a lot of goals. And you know, Barcelona, this season, they are unreliable. I mean, they are trying, but I think that some of the young players who will be important for Barcelona in 3-4 years, they are still not ready to give consistency every weekend. Gavi, he wasn't particularly good in El Clásico. Ansu Fati, he's still recovering from his injury. And he's not 100% yet, even though every now and then he's showing great things. Eric García, another one who I guess that he will get better, you know. And Barcelona then, they try to impose their style, but they do so many things wrong collectively that they don't impose anything. So, you know, apart from the values that I've given you, why not to think that the double chance for Rayo Vallecano this time is something possible? Barcelona lost in El Clásico. Barcelona has played many games this season already with many injured players as well over there. So why not to think that Barcelona could be a bit tired and go for a double chance for Rayo Vallecano? That pays 2.27.
I personally would actually avoid 1x2 markets here because, you know, after the beating at Real Madrid, at home to Real Madrid, they might want to actually boost their confidence. And I don't know if you saw how the fans were throwing things at the car of Ronald Koeman. So his chair is now shaking.
But it is ridiculous anyway that that happens. The thing with Barcelona is that no matter how much attitude they want to put on their game, I believe that they don't have a good structure, and I believe that their attacking game is very flat. And they are a team that ends up putting endless crosses because they don't know how to attack from the middle. And that makes them very flat, very predictable. And there are so many signs that show you that this team is not well organized. And I think the manager's hand is not so obvious in the team right now. So that's why I'm not particularly trusting Barcelona. I think that last season, Lionel Messi covered a lot of deficiencies. In fact, Barcelona, they didn't win any high-profile game last season, but at the end, they ended up qualifying for the championship. Just because Lionel Messi had another beautiful season in which he scored more than 20 goals. But who is going to do the job for Barcelona in the easy games? Because the key for Barcelona last season is that in the easy games, Lionel Messi was turning up, right? And getting a lot of points for Barcelona. Who is going to do that for Barcelona this season? That's my question, you know. Lionel Messi would have won the game at Rayo Vallecano last season had they played against each other. I'm not too sure about this season, mate.
Although Fati took Messi's shirt, he can't really feel his shoes, so
hopefully.
Moving on to Betis Valencia, the fans of Betis should be pleased as the team continued their victorious way and have now won 4 in their last 5 fixtures. They welcome Valencia, who is in very poor form, winless in their last 6 and only collected 3 points along the way. Valencia were lucky to snatch a really late point to Mallorca, where we actually expected them to get a rather quick and easy win, but it didn't happen. Now the team looks glum. What is your comment on this match?
Well, I think that this is one of those games in which football puts together on the same pitch, two teams with very different trajectories. Real Betis, I mean, they are doing fantastic this season. They are doing really great in 2021. I believe that Real Betis, from all the five big leagues, they are one of the teams who have lost less games in this calendar year. I would have never expected this from Betis in 2020, but they have become a very good team and they got a very good squad as well. The fact that they got up front a player like William José, but whenever he's not performing, who, by the way, he is performing, but whenever he's not performing or whenever he's tired, Pellegrini can look back at the bench and bring in someone like Borja Iglesias, very good La Liga striker with a good reputation everywhere he has been, especially at Espanyol, and Borja Iglesias is banking those goals as well. So Betis is a team that is working. They've got a good goalkeeper, good strikers, and probably two of the best creators in La Liga. One of them, Canales, who's a player who passes the ball fantastically, and the other one, Fekir. It goes without saying that Fekir is one of the most creative midfielders and dribblers in La Liga. When it comes to Valencia, the trajectory is the opposite. This is a team that lately haven't done well at all. I mean, yes, they rescued a point against Mallorca, but against Barcelona they didn't win, for example. They started La Liga being leaders, but they have lost a lot of the mojo that they have lately. They have clinched only 3 points of the last 15 possible, and they have lost, for example, against Barcelona, they have lost against Sevilla. So whenever they had a high profile game, they weren't up for it. And I believe that this game against Betis is a high profile game for Valencia, because Betis right now is fifth on the table, and they are this close to qualifying for the Champions League. So for this game, I'm gonna go for the following. It's very simple this time. I believe that Betis and Valencia, they're going to offer a good game. Valencia is scoring goals in their games, Betis too, and Betis in the second half always give a chance to the other team to believe that they can get a point, like they did against Rayo Vallecano. So, over 1.5 goals in the second half, that pays 2.17. This is my favorite bet for this game. And if you want to check the outright market, well, you can find some perhaps good values for you. I don't know if they are good values for me. For example, Betis to win 1.95. Yes, that is a good value, definitely. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't back anything else than Betis winning or over 1.5 goals in this game in the second half.
Yep, yep, great. And then we move on to Real Madrid and Osasuna. Real Madrid are flying high after the important El Clásico win, and they made an important step towards the title race. Now Los Blancos faces another tough opposition in the face of Osasuna, who have won all of their four visits. In the last show, we predicted successfully that Osasuna will have more corners than Granada, and considering the 1x market here, perhaps we can find value again in similar corner bets.
Actually, I didn't think of that one. I went for very easy over 2.5 goals, 1.64, and Real Madrid was scoring both halves, because Real Madrid is scoring a lot of goals right now. Real Madrid was scoring both halves, that pays two. They are playing Osasuna, by the way, who are a very good team. My odds, the odds I picked, don't necessarily write off Osasuna. I think that Osasuna, if they do a decent game, they are going to be in the game for a little while. But as I said before, Osasuna defensively are not a great team. Real Madrid are scoring a lot of goals. They scored two at Camp Nou. They could have scored more, actually. So Real Madrid to score in both halves, that doubles up your bet. And if we have a look to the Asian handicap corners, well, maybe we can find a good value here, as you said before, Daniel. It could be like this, for example, minus 3.5 corners for Real Madrid. That is good enough. That pays 2.29. Yes, I think that can happen, of course. Minus 4, 2.81. Minus 4 for Real Madrid. That is good enough as well. But as I said before, you say the corners thing. I think that is totally legitimate. And I'm going to go for Real Madrid to score in both halves. That doubles up your bet.
Perfect, perfect. Now we have, guys, three different tips for this game. And you can choose whichever one you favor the most. On Thursday, we have Celta Vigo and Real Sociedad. And since we are recording this before Celta Vigo are actually meeting Getafe tonight, we still don't know the outcome of this game, so we cannot really comment anything on there. However, Real Sociedad made a draw with Atletico Madrid in round 10 and remain leaders of La Liga, which is something very surprising for me after 10 rounds. Sociedad have the upper hand here, in my opinion, since Celta are not so convincing at home.
I know. I think that this is a good chance for Real Sociedad to cement their leadership and to stay as a leader for a little bit longer. Let's not forget that Real Sociedad leads the table as well, because some opponents that they got behind, like Real Madrid, they got still a game in hand. But anyway, they are playing very well. They almost beat Atletico de Madrid. They got two goals against Atletico, and they were winning 2-0, but then Atletico came back with a little bit of a ridiculous penalty, in my opinion, on Luis Suárez. So I think Real Sociedad could have beaten Atletico de Madrid at Wanda Metropolitano. And this is a team with a lot of absentees, but they've got such a good squad that their best player is out, Oyarzabal, and they can still play up front with Sorloz and Isak, who are really good strikers, especially the Swedish player, Isak. So, yeah, this Real Sociedad team is playing very well. They got a very distinct style. And against Celta, I expect them to get a positive result. For example, the Asian handicap -0.75, I like it here. If they win by two, you win. If they win by one, you get half win. And that pays, $2.95, which is good enough. And I was checking some other values for this game. For example, Real Sociedad to win alone pays 2.50. And yeah, I will stick to these ones. And if you want to be slightly more adventurous, considering that Real Sociedad scored two at the Wanda Metropolitano, and you think that if they score two there, why shouldn't they score two goals at Balaídos and Celta, scoring both halves for Real Sociedad? That pays 3.80, but that is too much for me. The Asia handicap -0.75 is my favorite.
Great, great. Another game, very well analyzed, with plenty of options where you can bet your money. Granada Getafe. Granada have drawn 1-1 with Osasuna in the last round. They have just one win at home, and the odds suggest that this game is going to be very close and anything can happen. I mean, the bookies couldn't really pick a clear favorite. And as I mentioned a moment ago, Getafe will play later on tonight with Celta Vigo. So we don't know what will happen there. I cannot really comment on their current form and how many goals they will score and so on. But considering that they will be visitors here and they don't have any win yet on the road, with four defeats and one winless draw to Levante, really, really bad game for betting, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think, look, why in this type of games in which both teams are not doing very well, because I believe that Granada has improved a little bit, all right, but I still don't think that they are reliable at all. And Getafe, they are doing bad. The arrival of the new manager still hasn't been a booster for Getafe. I think that there is no significant improvement under Quique Sánchez Flores so far, but it's true that we have to wait probably for a month to see what Getafe is capable of doing with the new manager. But in these games, I normally tend to back the home team, you know, because I think that they are a little bit more pressurized by the fans. The manager, Robert Moreno, is always trying to vindicate himself, to say that this is a new time for the team, forget about the previous manager, forget that last season you were in the Europa League, and focus in this campaign. I think Granada could have the upper hand here just for the fact that they are playing at home. So the Asian handicap, and this is very conservative, I know, -0.25, meaning that if they win, you win, and if they draw, you get half a lose, that pays good enough, that pays 2.40. So that would be my most adventurous bet in a game that I believe that is a game to make sure that you don't lose a lot of money, because nor Granada, neither Getafe offer guarantees of anything at this stage of the season. So the Asian handicap -0.25 for Granada.
Yeah, I personally would actually avoid this game altogether, because it's not important to bet on every single game. It's important to find the best values, and what you do in your ACA is exactly what it has to be done if you want to be successful in betting.
And especially, Daniel, because there are so many games here this week in which you will put your money. So at least for me, there are like six games here where I would definitely put good money. Like, for example, Villarreal, Cádiz, Rayo Barcelona, Betis Valencia, Real Madrid Osasuna, even Levante Atletico. Those are the games in which you can get good money, I believe. But Granada, Getafe is quite unpredictable. So yeah, limit your losses in this game, as you well said, and move on.
Exactly, yeah. And as you said, the cycle now is very tough. games, matches every 3 days, 4 days, the players can rest properly and anything can happen, really. And the last game of round 11 will be Levante and Atletico Madrid. Levante took another bad beating with 5-3 late to Sevilla, as we mentioned, and remained the still winless in La Liga. I think there's nothing that can sustain this team in the top flight football anymore. They look very, very disorganized, and you know, in general, they're going back to Segunda División. Yes. Meanwhile, Atletico Madrid ended 2-2 with Real Sociedad, and we'll need the 3 points here to stay in the title race. They're on the road. They have lost lastly to Alaves, but in general, I think a win here is quite a sure bet, in my opinion.
It is. I believe so as well. Look, let's start by Levante. Why not? They scored 3 goals against Sevilla, which is something that has to be underlined as well, because not everyone scores 3 goals against Sevilla. I know that this Sevilla needed to reward the supporters with a good performance, and they attack more than normally after a draw in the Champions League. But still, scoring 3 goals at Sánchez Pizjuán against Sevilla is something remarkable. Levante is the worst defense in La Liga, that's for sure. They have conceded 18 goals. But when it comes to attacking, they have scored more goals than the following teams: Elche, Celta, Granada, Cádiz, Alavés, and Getafe. Those are 6 teams. That tells me that the key for survival for Levante is that they are capable of scoring more goals than the rest of the teams involved in the relegation battle. They got a new manager. We still don't know if the new manager is going to improve what Paco did last season. I believe that Paco did a good job, but Levante needed a change. But Levante scores goals. Morales, for example, scored 2 goals in Sevilla, and he's the best scorer they've got, and he's one of the most important players of Levante. But again, 6 teams in La Liga, they have scored less goals than Levante. So for this game, I'm going to go for the both teams to score. I know that Atletico, on paper, has a good defense. Not this season. I mean, they have scored in the last 2 games, for example, 5 goals. They have conceded, 2 against Real Sociedad, 3 against Liverpool, and I know that Levante doesn't offer the same kind of threat, but still, Atletico's defense is not perfect. The likes of Lodi, Felipe are defenders that I wouldn't trust them for anything. Definitely, they couldn't be my bodyguards because they cannot defend anything. And, you know, I back Atletico to win here. As you well said in your introduction, Atletico to win here is the right bet. That's why I'm going to go for the Asian handicap -1 for Atletico de Madrid, which is good enough. That pays 2.17, but both teams to score, I like it as well. That pays 2.10, and Atletico this season has been leaky defensively, and Levante is scoring the goals.
Actually, I prefer the goals market in this one, because as we mentioned, there's a lot of games, a tough cycle, and Atletico Madrid are not particularly strong on the back. So maybe both teams to score is better bet than the away win. And now, please do let us, what is your ACA for round 11?
Very easy. Español Athletic Club Bilbao, an Asian Handicap 0 for Athletic. Rayo Barcelona, both teams to score. Betis Valencia, over 1.5 goals in the second half, and Real Madrid Osasuna, over 2.5 goals. That together pays 11.50.
Amazing. I would actually prefer to bet this ACA this time, because in the last couple of rounds, I always anticipated. I didn't believe you, but now I believe you. And we'll definitely put a buck on it.
you don't believe in Granada Getafe. That became very clear to me. You couldn't put any money in there.
Yeah, definitely this game I would avoid at all costs.
Yeah.
Not because what you predicted, but in general, I think these teams don't deserve my money.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, thank you, Álvaro.
Okay, we'll talk to you at the end of the week, because La Liga is coming back in the weekend.
Yes, round 12 is just behind the corner. See you soon, mate.
Take care, bye-bye.
Okay, guys, we have all games from the La Liga Matchday 11 analyzed and predicted by Álvaro, and you're now able to see them on your screen. If you enjoyed the show, please like it, subscribe to the channel, hit the bell, share with your friends, and make sure to stick around, because we'll be back tomorrow with Serie A live stream at 8:30 a.m. CAT. See you soon, and stay on the right side of the money.